Trump administration responding to a series of protests at Republican town halls by saying the participants are simply professional protesters. For more on that, we go to Fox's Trace Gallagher, who's been following it. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker, Louisiana GOP Senator Bill Cassidy just wrapped up a very contentious town hall. In fact, Cassidy was forced to abandon his PowerPoint presentation on the Republicans' plan to replace Obamacare when the angry crowd shouted him down and literally turned their backs on him. Instead of listening to his presentation on health care, the crowd demanded Cassidy answer their questions. Watch.
I don't answer a lot of these questions if you'll just let me speak.
Of course, this type of scene has been playing out across the country, leaving many Republicans to question the origins and motivations of the crowds. After Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz's town hall was stormed by protesters, Chaffetz told the Deseret News that he believes those who attended were, quote, paid out-of-state rabble-rousers. When pressed for evidence to support his claim, a Chaffetz spokeswoman pointed to a police statement saying some of the protesters did not live in Utah. But police later said most of those on hand were locals. Even Chaffetz amended his statement saying, quote, the overwhelming majority of people there were Utahns. They weren't paid. Were there some paid components to it? Yeah, I'm convinced there were. But so far, we have found no confirmation that protesters are being paid, although some of them are being organized and partially trained by groups like MoveOn.org and the Center for American Progress. Today, President Trump tweeted, quote, the so-called angry crowds in home districts of some Republicans are actually, in numerous cases, planned out by liberal activists. Sad.